For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is awaiting the results of an FBI probe into sexual assault allegations lodged against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. As he headed for a speech in Philadelphia, the president said things appear to be going well for Brett Kavanaugh, but added it will all depend on what comes out of the supplemental investigation that's being conducted by the FBI. He indicated it would be unacceptable if Kavanaugh is found to have lied to Congress.
I don't think you should lie to Congress, and there have been a lot of people over the last year that have lied to Congress, and to me that would not be acceptable.
Later, during a campaign rally, he mocked the woman accusing Kavanaugh.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was... Nope, it was one beer. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is awaiting the results of an FBI probe into sexual assault allegations lodged against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. As he headed for a speech in Philadelphia, the president said things appear to be going well for Brett Kavanaugh, but added it will all depend on what comes out of the supplemental investigation that's being conducted by the FBI. He indicated it would be unacceptable if Kavanaugh is found to have lied to Congress.
I don't think you should lie to Congress, and there have been a lot of people over the last year that have lied to Congress, and to me that would not be acceptable.
Later, during a campaign rally, he mocked the woman accusing Kavanaugh.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was... Nope, it was one beer. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're going to get an emergency alert on your cell phone very soon. As USA's Chris Barnes reports, it's only a test.
The new National Wireless Emergency Alert System is going to be tested at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday afternoon. People will get a loud tone and vibration on their smartphones across the USA. The system being set up to send out a so-called presidential alert in the case of a national emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In what may be a positive sign for a denuclearization deal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will visit North Korea on Sunday and meet with Kim Jong-un. Spokesperson Heather Nauert.
Obviously, these conversations are going in the right direction, and we feel confident enough to hop on a plane to head there to continue the conversations.
This will be Pompeo's fourth trip to North Korea. President Trump said last week that he hopes to meet again with the North Korean leader soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Yet another study is taking a look at violent video games, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at its findings.
The new study says that playing violent video games is linked to an increase in physical aggression in real life. The international study published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences looked at 17,000 kids ages 9 to 17. They say those who played violent games were also more likely to be aggressive, getting in trouble for hitting or